Back in the 60s, Nick, of course, we had the Mothman sightings in West Virginia, and you say in your research that the men in black turned up there. What do we know?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird one, George. I mean, this is, you know, one of the things I point out in the book, that although, you know, predominantly the men in black are associated with UFOs, you know, they do sort of cross over into other avenues of research as well, and certainly the most graphic one would be the Mothman. Now, I'm sure all of your listeners have heard of Mothman, you know, whether they've read the book, The Mothman Prophecies, written by John Keel, or seen the Richard Gere movie made in 2002 that was based on Keel's book. Basic story is that from the mid-1960s through 1967, sightings were made in and around the town of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, of this weird creature that became known as Mothman. And although the name, you know, is kind of a little bit cartoonish in terms of how it sounds, the reality of the situation is very different. The Mothman was described as like an ominous, shadowy creature, large wings, glowing eyes, that was sort of very sort of seen as brooding and menacing. And the sightings culminated in the collapse of Point Pleasant's Silver Bridge, as it was called, that spanned the Ohio River. And when it collapsed, which was obviously crossed the river, when it collapsed, literally dozens of cars fell into the water and dozens of people were killed. And a number of researchers, and certainly people living in the area, speculated and believed that, you know, the Mothman's presence was intimately connected with the disaster. Some people view Mothman as, I guess, like a grim reaper come calling. Others see Mothman as kind of like a warning entity. In other words, that, you know, maybe it turns up not to cause havoc and disaster, but to try and warn people that it's looming, which is an interesting theory. But regardless of which particular theory is correct, at the same time that the Mothman was seen lurking around Point Pleasant, there was a lot of UFO activity, and also the men in black turned up as well. And a number of the stories relative to the men in black sightings in Point Pleasant came from a woman named Mary Heyer, who was a local journalist in the area. She was actually the Point Pleasant correspondent for another West Virginia newspaper called The Messenger. And she actually received several visitations from the men in black when she was working late at night in the offices. And she described one of these, for example. He was a sort of a little guy, actually under 5 feet high. And she said he had a pair of weird hypnotic eyes and had thick soles on his shoes that made it almost look like they got lifts in them. So, you know, he was a really short guy and had this sort of 1960s bowl-type haircut, and just looked very, very odd and strange. And he began asking about UFOs and things like this, and had there been any UFO activity in the town? And she said, well, yes, you know, I'm the local journalist. I've been covering these reports, etc. And Mary Heyer said he kept looking at her ballpoint pen, sort of very curiously, as if he'd never seen it before. And so she said, you know, would you like it? And he sort of snatched it out of her hand, issued this sort of bone-chilling, cackling laugh and charged out the door into the night, which was, you know, sort of typical bizarre behavior of the men in black that we see. But there were other reports as well that Mary Heyer talked about. She said on one occasion, two men in black turned up, and they seemed to have these, like she described as like Asian appearing, and looked like twins dressed in black overcoats, and again started asking questions about UFOs. Had there been any UFO activity in the area? Had anyone asked Mary Heyer not to publish the details? And she assured this pair of guys that no, nobody had been in to silence her, and yes, she would publish reports. And one of them said, you know, well, what would you do if somebody told you not to publish these stories? And she said, I'd tell them to go to hell. And they just literally walked out the door. So in other words, you know, it was almost like they were trying to instill in Mary Heyer the idea that, you know, what would you do if somebody said, don't publish these reports? You know, kind of a slight intimidation. And people around town as well began to report these MIB encounters, people who'd seen the Mothman, people who'd had UFO sightings in the area, you know, would talk about seeing these dark-suited characters prowling around, you know, 1, 2 in the morning around their properties. Sure. And it got to the point where, you know, the men in black mystery, I won't say it eclipsed the Mothman story in terms of what was going on, but it certainly has become an integral part of the mystery, you know, trying to determine why the MIB turn up when Mothman turns up. You know, is there a direct connection? Were some of them government people trying to figure out what the Mothman was? You know, to a degree, we're speculating even now. But, you know, it seems to be the case that the MIB aren't exclusively tied to UFOs. They seem to turn up in other sort of supernatural and paranormal events as well.
Well, that's pretty dramatic, Nick. What do you think? And we're going to get into a lot of cases tonight and get your take on this and some of the stories. But what do you think they're after, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, you know, I think, you know, it really does depend on which Men in Black we're talking about. If we're talking about the government people, I really do believe that, you know, somewhere deep within the government, there is an incredibly well-hidden, buried body of individuals whose job it is to safeguard the really guarded and dark and deep UFO secrets. Yes, we know people like the CIA, the FBI, NSA, etc., have investigated UFOs and collated a lot of files. But I still think, you know, beyond them, there's somebody else or a group, you know, sort of like a black budget group not answerable to Congress. And I'm sure some MIB reports, you know, if we had all the resources and the files, etc., we would be able to demonstrate that some of these MIB are government people coming from these groups and then protecting their tracks by essentially, you know, dressing like the Men in Black, because they realize that it'll sound absurd if people talk about a visitation, you know, from the MIB. But in saying that, as for these weirder MIB, the sheer number of reports I collected for the book and people I interviewed leads me to believe that they are a very real phenomenon, and that keeping people away from the UFO phenomenon, instilling fear, seem to be the key components of whatever it is that's going on. Now, some people speculate, and I actually think that there could be something to this, the idea that they're almost like an emotional vampire. It's, you know, the people, it sounds a bit, you know, controversial, but people have said that, you know, when the MIB have visited, the people actually feel drained.
Weak.
You know, as I've described before, the idea that somebody feels like a diabetic might feel, you know, if they miss dinner and then miss supper and they're in need of an emergency quick fix of food, you know, before they faint or whatever. And that's how a lot of people have felt. You know, they felt that the MIB's eyes were boring into them and literally sort of bleeding them dry of energy, kind of like a vampire, but in a psychic fashion. And I actually do believe this theory has a great deal of merit to it. I think some of these MIB, you know, we bandy terms around like the paranormal and the supernatural, but I think whatever the MIB are, they fall into those categories, you know, however we define what they might be. And I actually do think, and I point this out in the book, that possibly, you know, instilling the fear in the person is actually the goal. You know, rather than silencing the people, it's actually to provoke them into a high state of emotion that can then be bled dry. And I think that's, you know, it's an ominous and disturbing theory, but I think it does have merit to it.